You're listening to the Living Inside Out podcast, and I'm your host, Tox Arutire. This is episode 91. Welcome to the Living Inside Out podcast, where we believe thoughts are the seeds of our lives. Episode 91 is The Christian Entrepreneur. Hey you, how are you? I hope you've been growing. Growth tends to occur in the dark, and so if you are going through a dark season, I pray that you absorb all the lessons and the grace that's also present in that space. Yes, it is unpleasant, but I want you to keep your eye firmly fixed on the future that God has carved out for you, which is the same future you dream about and you imagine, and just keep coming. And whenever fear shows up to threaten that dream, keep your eyes on Christ and keep coming. Today's episode is close to my heart because I get to share the role my Christian faith has played over the years in my business. If you're listening for the first time, welcome. I'm so glad that you joined me. And if at the end of this episode, you like what you heard and you think I could do with this, can I ask you to please do three things? Subscribe, rate it, and forward the link to your friends. I'd also love to hear from you and find out how you came across Living Inside Out. My goal is to help transform your mind so that your actions are elevated and the results will be extraordinary. I'm a storyteller and I'm also a mindset strategist. And what that means is I use stories to help individuals who feel stuck to transform their thinking by exposing the mindsets that limit their growth. And I do this through this podcast, also run workshops and courses to help you on your own, because some of them are on demand, as well as in a group setting or live via Zoom, and also through speaking engagements on stages globally. My focus at the moment is Africa. So if you have been seeing a lot of press in Nigeria, or a bit of press, not a lot, a bit of press in Nigeria, like the channel's television interview I had last week, which is going to be aired again this weekend, as well as newspaper and radio interviews and so on and so forth. It's because my focus is currently Africa, and I'm starting with my home country, Nigeria. This also means that if you require a transformational speaker for your next event, and you are on the African continent, we need to talk. There's more information on the courses I offer and how to reach me on my website, toxarutere.com. Reaching me is easy. Send me a DM if we're connected on social media, which we should be, or send an email to pa@toxarutere.com. The website is being worked on at the moment, so it might look a little bit choppy when you visit it, but please don't panic. Just send me a message or an email if the information you're after isn't clear or available. I also want to say thank you to my regular listeners for coming back every week. You inspire me to keep going. We are at 91. Can you believe this? Can you believe that I once thought that I will not be able to record beyond episode 6, and that's what stopped me from starting this podcast, and now we're at 91. It just tells you that the narrative that we tell ourselves and the imaginations we have cannot always be trusted, especially when it's limiting us. So today we're continuing on our series on entrepreneurship, and we are talking about the Christian entrepreneur. I was going to name it the spiritual entrepreneur because it is more about how to engage your spirit as a Christian. But then I realized that spiritual could mean many different things to different people. So we want to be clear on this. I try to run my business using biblical principles. And I say try because That is the nature of life in this world. You know, just because I want to doesn't mean I succeed every time. But I'm going to share some insights into how I have engaged my faith as a businesswoman to overcome what seemed impossible, and also to make decisions at the times when I've been unsure or confused or uncertain, and also how it has helped me to remain in a place of peace when it made more sense to fret and everything around me seemed to be falling apart. My earliest recollection of leaning on God for guidance as a Christian entrepreneur was when I prayed for a mentor. At the time, I was living in Atlanta, Georgia. I had just jumped into the deep end of the sea by acquiring a thriving business, and I had no clue what I was doing. I remember driving to work on I-85, one of the main interstates, and it was pouring with rain. I also had a member of staff that was as useful as a doorknob that didn't work. I was such a people pleaser that the thought of dismissing her just filled me with dread because, hey, how would I look? Thank God I've grown beyond all of that. And so I prayed. I was like, God, I need a mentor. It was more of a cry for help than an actual prayer, but God took it seriously because later that day, in comes this beautiful, friendly woman to purchase some gifts for her grandchild. And she asked if I accepted Amex. Well, the previous owners didn't, and I was too scared to change anything, so I said, no, we didn't accept Amex. And she began to teach me and explain why I should take it, talking to me about the demographics that Amex served. She told me about her business, and she just stood there pouring into me. I don't know if she knew what she was doing for me at that time. It was the first time anyone came in and spoke to me with the intention of helping me. And Georgia is known to have the warmest, friendliest people. And so all of my customers were wonderful people. But then it was a business and people came in to have their needs met, not my needs. Betsy Stevenson literally became a friend and a mentor on the spot. And I remember just having tears in my eyes and focusing on making sure they didn't fall. For anyone I've ever mentored, it is Betsy that you need to thank. Because that day she taught me to keep my eyes and ears open so I could recognize and identify women in business who needed guidance. She's a gift. And the founder of Clear Creek Group in Jackson, Wyoming. Clear Creek Group operates luxury villa rentals, and I've left a link in the show notes. The second time I recall God's intervention was when I was losing the store in Atlanta. The full story is in episodes 1 and 2 of this podcast. I was confused and I went back and forth as I made one emotional decision after another. And you know how our emotions can be so up and down. So I decided to close it, and then I'd think I was making a mistake, and then I'll decide again not to close it. And someone said, hey, why don't you sell it? And when she said that to me, it made perfect sense. You know, instead of losing out completely, I could, you know, make some money from it. And so I called my broker and the conversation went on about selling it. And as soon as I hung up, I heard God clearly say to me, did I tell you to sell it? And at the same time, my peace disappeared. So I immediately called the broker and called it off. I said, you know, don't worry. And the minute I did that, my peace instantly returned. He had tried to convince me to sell it and said, hey, you don't have to pay any costs and so on and so forth. But in that moment, I was learning a lesson that sometimes the things that are most obvious to us and the most logical are not necessarily the way we should go. So in the end, I closed the physical location, but I gained the rockstar story, which has taken me to places I cannot possibly list, including launching my public speaking career and standing on the TEDx stage. And the link to my TEDx talk is in the show notes, as well as links to courses on how to write your rockstar story. Now, shortly after I arrived back in the UK with my family, I was now in a race to get our website up and running. I couldn't afford a web designer, and we'd told our customers in Georgia that we were moving online in 30 days. So I learned how to build a website, but a lot of the products needed to be added on, and I didn't have enough time to add them all on. There were so many. I recall breastfeeding my newborn at the time, and I'd put the older children to bed, work on the website sometimes from nighttime through till 5 or 6 in the morning. Oh, and I just had a flashback. Back then, websites were not what it is today. You had to resize all of your images to 2 sizes. A tiny size, which was, I think, 150 by 150 pixels, and a large size, which was around 300 pixels each side. Because back then, there was no such thing as responsive websites. As the days went by, heading to our announced launch date, I cried out in frustration. I was like, God, I'm not going to be able to get this done. And God said, just put 5 in each category on the website. 5 cots, 5 changing units, 5 Moses baskets, etc. And I did. And by launch date, we had a perfect website. Years passed, and in those years, God taught me countless lessons, filling me with abundant peace and helping me travel jagged edges of multiple mountains. And it's not to say that I sailed through and was smiling. A lot of this was happening in the middle of tears and uncertainty and confusion. But when I look back on my journey, I kind of say this with a little bit of reservation, but the truth is, there really was nothing to fear, because the one thing I feared was failure and loss. And even when those things did happen, God was with me. And here I stand today. I didn't die in the process. So a time came when I felt the reason the business, this was an online business at the time, my first business in the UK, I felt that it wasn't growing because I just didn't understand the language of luxury. It's so funny how we create narratives in our heads about situations that we find ourselves in. And somehow I had created a narrative that my target audience was so different from me that I needed to learn how to communicate with them. So I prayed again to that effect, and God was about to teach me that they were in fact human just like me. Now, a couple of years prior, I'd applied to work in Harrods, Selfridges and Fortnum & Mason, all luxury department stores in the UK, so I could see behind the scenes and get some training on how to communicate with their clients, which were also my clients, and I never heard back from them. But the minute I prayed for this need to learn, I received an email from one of the above stores inviting me to work as a Christmas temp because they found my application in their pile of, you know, applications. And my mind was blown. Now, despite that, I nearly turned back on the day of the interview as I walked from the station to this location because I was thinking about the pay and I was like, you know, this is nothing. By the time I pay for my transportation, blah, 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 blah. But God said, listen, you're not going there to earn. You're going to learn. At the orientation, I learned all about branding and how a true brand is really the outward reflection of inner values. And this is now what underpins my ethos of living inside out, that the inside is superior to the outside. And if you are going to effect change in your life, external change, you've got to begin with your mind. You've got to begin with your inside. I also learned that there was no real difference between the very wealthy and the very poor. Everyone just wants to be seen, acknowledged, and heard. At the core of who we are, that's all we want. I learned about systems as well, and the best part was my confidence level in dealing with challenges that became elevated. So there were so many benefits to that one prayer being answered, which I would not have foreseen happening. Around that time, I prayed for a mentor. This is now my UK mentor. I felt I couldn't grow further without seasoned guidance. One day, I ended up on the King's Road in Chelsea to visit a fellow business owner for collaboration. And when I left the premises, I remembered that, hey, I had King's Road Chelsea on my vision board as a location I wanted to have my boutique opened in. And so I proceeded to walk down just to have a nosy around and got to the front of a shop called Reese Clothing, which is a UK fashion chain. And I found myself staring at the signage. I was clearly having a spiritual experience because I was just staring at it. I had no interest in the brand itself. It didn't make sense, but I felt like God wanted me to just look at the signage. At the time, I was working with a brand consultant to revamp my brand, and I thought maybe God wanted me to learn about fonts or how they have used their colors, which is really just black and white, or something related. After about a minute, I felt sufficiently released to keep going, and I did. Didn't think much of it, I just kept walking. That evening, when I got home, I received a text message from an old acquaintance. I hadn't heard from him in like 3 years or so. And he randomly texted me, inviting me to a networking event in the home of the founder of Reese. Needless to say, I attended the event, which was a small gathering of about 8 or 9 people. And one of those present was a lovely older gentleman who was well-versed and vocal about the retail landscape. At the end of the event, I went up to him with a boldness that must have come from the Holy Spirit, possibly also my red wine. And I asked him to mentor me, and he agreed. And he turned out to be the former CEO of several well-known luxury brands. And get this, we were in his home. The event had nothing to do with the owner of Reese, and my contact couldn't explain how he mentioned that brand in error. Now, how can you include God in the running of your business? I'm going to give you 3 tips. You know, I do 3s always. Number one, believe that he exists and his desire is to see you win. When you pray, you are not trying to prize good things out of the hands of a harsh God. You know, prayer is bringing yourself into alignment with what he has already said and done and given to you. Second tip is to pray from a place of victory. This is something my pastor always says, that you must believe God has blessed you with every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies, that it's already yours. So don't pray as though you are trying to change God's mind and force him into agreeing with what you want. Just know that what you're doing is aligning yourself with something that already is in place. And my third tip is to know that obedience in one area often releases favor in another area. The number of times I have prayed for one thing and then God gives me a seemingly unrelated instruction, I cannot count. I remember one time, and I shared this on this podcast before, I was praying for my finances and God told me to go and write an article for a media house that I used to freelance for. Now, they paid very little. What they paid was really just legally they had to pay something. Okay, it wasn't even a drop in the ocean of my financial need. And I went back and forth, oh, but God, you know, it's barely anything. And I need this now. And I need this whole situation to change. And all God would say to me very quietly, go and write. And I'd argue, but I can't write when my mind is all over the place and I'm not focused and I'm not relaxed and I'm a creative and I need peace of mind. And God quietly goes, go and write. Eventually, I couldn't fight anymore. There was nothing more for me to do, so I obeyed and I went and I wrote my article and sent it off for publishing, and that was that. I think it was a couple of weeks later that I received an email from a couple, and they wanted me to do some design work for them, and they paid me the largest amount of money that I had earned in the UK up until that point. This is quite a few years ago. I learned that obedience in one area releases favor in another area. Somebody read the article, and just from that alone, they trusted me to give me a major project. I have got stories and testimonies for days, and I can say with confidence that I don't know where I'd be today without God's guidance. And this isn't to say there are no challenges. There are plenty, much of which I share openly on this podcast or in my workshops, if you've ever attended any. But God uses all of them to help us evolve. Why do you need to evolve as a business owner? Because the business can only grow to the level that you have grown to. If you missed my interview with Channels TV last week, it's going to be on again this Saturday at 7:30 p.m. and on Sunday at 11 p.m. It's the program called Africans in Diaspora, and I've left the link in the show notes so you can also watch it on YouTube. And if you're looking to grow your personal or business brand, I have a PR workshop coming up in May. I want to say the 16th of May. I want to say that because I'm still going back and forth with another appointment that might clash. But send me a message to learn more. The cost is £290. The value, limitless. I will be teaching the same methods I've used to build my business brand and my personal brand over the years. And a lot of it is what I'm currently implementing in Nigeria, which explains the recent press activities I've had. I want to thank you for tuning in and listening to this podcast. And if it has blessed you in any way, please share it with your friends. And don't forget to rate us with a 5-star rating and subscribe as well, because this helps us get found by others. I wish you a truly fantastic day ahead. God bless you.